KQJO.
This is KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Jackson Street, and we always look over at the area where he used to house his ministry. God is a God of mercy and compassion. And how grateful we are to be a part of a program, be a part of an initiation that God has done for each and every one of us. We're not even deserving of it. But thank God. He's so gracious and kind.
Oh, yes.
All of our frailties and our faults and our misstep, God said, I've got it covered. And we're grateful for who he is, how great he is, and the many blessings he bestowed upon us. We're excited about today, as in always. We want to thank all of you who continue to support the initiative and the ministries here. It's good to see Brother Shepherd. You want to say good morning? God is good.
All the time.
We are excited about today. Continue to pray. We don't have a lot to say concerning announcements, but continue to pray for the Stanford family. And yesterday, the homeborn of their mother, Virgie Stanford, at the Zion Hill Baptist Church. And we took part in that worship at Celebration of Life on yesterday. We continue to pray for that family. Had an opportunity to talk to the pastor, I think Philip Taylor, and we shared some information. We talk more after the services than anything, and we want to link up in some ways to try to do something for the area, and we're working out the logistics on it. As soon as we can get together and make it happen, we're going to do something for the churches in the city as well.
Amen.
We're excited about today. If you have your Bibles with you, we won't be long. You might say that that's dangerous for a Baptist preacher. If you have your Bibles, let's stand for the Word. First of all, giving up to God, to my brother in the ministry, Mr. Weston, to the Antioch family, those that are listening by radio and those that are watching by live stream and the internet, and those that are taking part in the church broadcast as well. Certainly, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For today. If you have your Bible with you, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 14 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 14 through 18, where we find these words which are recorded. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Yes.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Last verse, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. The church, amen.
Amen.
I want to use our topic this morning, waiting on Jesus' return.
Amen.
Yes.
Waiting on Jesus' return. How many of us this morning like to wait? Raise your hand. How many of us really and truly like to wait? If I can be honest with you, many of us don't like waiting. And I personally don't like waiting at all. I don't like waiting in the mall. I don't like waiting at Walmart. Certainly, I don't like waiting in traffic in Dallas. I certainly don't like waiting at the Department of Motor Vehicle. That's ridiculous. In fact, I will do anything and everything I can to keep from waiting. There are times that I even arrive early. I try to calculate which Walmart checkout line is the quickest to get in and out. And I usually end up choosing the wrong line. And I get a witness.
Amen.
Amen. Antioch, the world today is in a waiting pattern.
Yes.
I shared on yesterday a service that's a universal cry today. A universal cry in which God is speaking on behalf of his pastors, through his pastors, to his people. A universal cry that shattered the conscience of men and the conscience of a nation that would draw us into a unique fellowship and a relationship with him. A unique and universal cry that echoes in the atmosphere, that reaches all the way up into heaven, comes down to earth, that we can give him praise, honor, and glory. And we can shout what God is doing each and every day as we wait for his arrival.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, but until that day, we must continue to wait.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Wait with anticipation for his glorious and profound arrival.
Yes.
Last week, we spoke on when Jesus ascended on a cloud. And if you know anything about me, I try to make a pattern. If you're following any sermons that I preach, I go from one stage of the sermons to the next. We talked about his resurrection, and then we talked about his ascension, and then we talked as he went up in the cloud, and now we're talking about his return.
Right. Yes, sir.
We talked about his ascension, and we made application on sharing how a cloud was the vehicle by which Jesus was taken away back into heaven. And we also made the point how Jesus will one day return. For we said in Acts 1:10-11, and while they looked steadfastly toward the heaven, he went up. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. The angels were saying, why are you gazing? Why are you standing there waiting? The same Jesus, the same one who came, who suffered and died, will one day come again. But until he come, I need you to wait. As believers, my brothers and sisters, we are given a confirmation, a verification that the Lord will return. Two angels shared with the disciples that Jesus will return. And this was not by accident, because God always leaves witness. He leaves it for verification and confirmation, not to prove anything, but to reveal to each and every one of us that his word is true. When we look at what the Lord is doing, it tells us when Jesus ascended back into heaven, the prophetic clock began.
Yes, sir.
We've seen Old Testament prophetic words, and now we're seeing New Testament prophetic words. We're seeing how God has already established, affirmed, declared, and decreed everything that will happen for each and every one of our lives. How we will embrace his glorious arrival and his glorious coming. When he first came, men were baffled at him. They did not know who he was. Are you the one? Or can we expect another? And Jesus said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. For I am the Father of what? But the world did not understand him, because the prophetic clock was about to start at his ascension. Yeah. As he would leave the world and proclaim all of the good news, the gospel that we preach today, the prophetic clock is now ticking.
Oh, yeah.
My brothers and sisters, in 1 Thessalonians, in that fourth chapter, the Apostle Paul believed that he and the Thessalonian believers would be alive when the Lord returned. And Paul believed that the rapture was imminent. It was soon to come. It was right now. It was right before their very eyes. That all of the things that the Lord had shared with them over the 3 years would literally take place. Amen. It would take place at any moment. But then we see at 1 Corinthians 7:29, it states, but this I say, brethren, the time is short. So that from now on, even those who have wives should be as though they have none. The time, my brothers, is short. Think back. Think back to Noah's time. When he was warning the people of God's impending judgment, 120 years. Of warning, and no one listened to you. It's almost like that today. The evidence is all around us, and many are blind to the fact that the time is short. But let's not be dismayed, let's not be weary, let's not be concerned at the fact that the world is coming to an end, but in reality, the world is beginning.
Yeah.
For the Lord has something far greater and far better than what we are experiencing today. I shared on yesterday, you don't start living until you get out of this stuff. In other words, this body is holding you right where you are. But because of what the Lord has done for us, he did say, I come to give you life, not take your life. He come to give us new.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries.
We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always,